It's Monday, January 27th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Minnesota man sentenced to 16 years for helping his son hide four bodies in a rural Dunn County cornfield. Eau Claire police investigate a fatal shooting early Saturday morning. Influenza rates are rising and hospitalizations are at a three-year high. And the repeal of Wisconsin's Act 10 is paused by a judge. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A man accused of helping his son hide four bodies in a Wisconsin cornfield has been sentenced to 16 years in prison, 4 years for each victim, plus 8 years extended supervision. Online court records show Dunn County Circuit Court Judge James Peterson sentenced 59-year-old Darren Osborne on Thursday. A jury found Osborne guilty of four counts of hiding a corpse in October. According to prosecutors, Osborne's son, Anton Suggs, shot four people in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2021. The victims' bodies were discovered in an SUV abandoned in a Dunn County cornfield. Suggs was sentenced to 103 years in prison in 2023. Court records indicate a succession of Osborne defense attorneys have withdrawn from his case. Eau Claire police investigate a fatal shooting early Saturday morning. Police at a 911 call reported a shooting at a residence on Western Avenue just after 2 a.m. Saturday. Police and EMS responded and attended to the victim, but they died. One suspect was apprehended, and authorities said this was an isolated incident with no threat to the public. No other suspects are sought. No names have been released. UW Health is reporting respiratory illness levels in Wisconsin are on the rise. Dr. Dan Shirley says they're seeing a high number of influenza, COVID, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV.
Right now we're seeing all of these are happening, but especially right now we're seeing influenza rates that are very high in the community and also high and rising in hospitalizations, which is always one of those warning signs that there's a lot of people with influenza and also some of them are getting very sick.
As of last week, there were 40 hospitalizations for influenza at UW Hospital in Madison, its highest number in 3 years. Real estate taxes are due to the town, village, or city treasurer by Friday, January 31st. Payments should be sent to the municipality on your tax bill, except for the town of Elmina, which is handled by the Barron County Treasurer. Any delinquent taxes from past years are collected by the county. For more information about property taxes in Barron County, visit barroncountywi.gov. For residents claiming the lottery and gaming credit, it is reflected on the 2024 tax statement. You must be the owner of a home that was your primary residence on January 1st, 2024, and only one primary residence can be claimed. Renters do not qualify. If you did not get the credit but believe you are eligible, contact your town, village, or city treasurer. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Bob Haig tells us more.
Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The case will likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A lawsuit filed by several union groups argued the law is unconstitutional because it treats some public safety workers differently from other public employees. Act 10 has withstood previous legal challenges. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.